My name is John Shakespeare, and I'm the organiser of the Evolden Manx May Fire Festival.
And it is that time again, John.
We're getting very close now.
Yeah, very exciting. And this has become something of a real go-to event in the Manx calendar, I have to say. You must be quite pleased with how this has grown.
It's interesting, Krista, because it grew exponentially in 18, 19 and then 20. We had 129 people booked from across to come over. That's the way it was growing. And we had this huge party coming from Edinburgh that had just been to Beltane and coming over here because they thought this festival was better than the one in Edinburgh. And of course, COVID's come along and we lost it all. And so it's almost like starting again, but with a little bit of knowledge of what we're doing. So we're hoping we're going to get great support. I think the weather for our rehearsal on Saturday night is not going to be brilliant, but the day on Sunday looks fabulous.
So. I know, thank goodness, because it was a bit sort of touch and go early this week. I thought, oh no, actually it's going to be dry, isn't it, by the sound of things?
In 2018, we had one of those nights where the smoke was going straight up and it was just incredible. And then in 2019, it was the coldest May Bank holiday on record, but it's going to be beautiful and fantastic on Sunday.
And it is quite the spectacle, I have to say. I've been to each one of them and it is... It really sort of gets under your skin because you really go for the drama of the event, don't you? So for anyone who's not been, just give us a little bit of an idea about what happens.
Well, we try and recreate what we've researched the folklore. So we're looking at what happened in the past, but we're trying to make it more relevant to the future. And it's the battle between winter and summer. So it's focusing on the old folklores of old. And of course, May Day was a time, it was one of the quarter days where they rent, they changed rents, it was the hiring fairs. But it was also a major celebration of coming out of winter, sweeping the doors and then cleaning the fires out, making your cross cairns, which is going to be John Dog Collis's on the beach, making cross cairns for you to hang up in your front door to protect yourself from evil for the whole year. But also it's the time when they burnt the gorse. So we're burning gorse on Peel's shore, and they would process the animals, so the smoke of the fire. Bit of a ritual, but also to cleanse them of the bugs and things. So we have mock animals. We've got a new Tarushti. That's one of our new characters for this year, this massive bull, the water bull. So we've got all our complete characters out this year. So every one of them has gone there. And we've got the Mór the Dhu and the Fynodri. And Fynodri is opening because we've got the launch of Black Dog. Their new permanent bar is opening on Sunday.
Perfect timing.
The Fynodri will be pushing people down to go and get to try some gin. So that's quite good as well. So in the afternoon, we've got a big stage up on Spit Corner. We've got food retailers and we've got a complete afternoon of activities. So we've got a band lineup finishing at around 8:45. We've got the Cod and Castle craft tent on the Tongue where they can make pendants and flower headdresses and winter or summer decorations and colouring competition. And on the shore, we've got the Vikings and Manor setting up Trials of Strength, which is just come along and take part. We've got Mad Axe down there with axe throwing. We've got, as I said, just John Dog doing the crush kerns. And we've also, at the House of Manannan, we've got the Magical Herbs of Evolden with Jane Prescott. And it's £15, but for a two-hour session. And we've still got a few tickets left for that. And Stuart Bennett, he's doing a walking tour and a skeet tour of Old Peel in English, and he's going to do a bit of Manx as well. So if you want to learn a bit of basic Manx, there's no one better than Stu, particularly in Peel. And what makes this different from Beltane is that Evolden is a mixture of Celtic and Viking, which is unique in the world. And we have a ceremony as in part of the fire show where we burn and bring on existing dead trees. I'm not cutting down trees, but we have the tree ceremony, the nine sacred trees in Celtic mythology, which also represents the tree of Yggdrasil, which is what Odin hung on, that has the nine branches. And what's lovely, we've got Beech Buddies are bringing one of the trees on, Gobag Groove, the new choir in Peel. We've got Peel Youth Club, because what we have these trees, and you come along, you pay £1 or make a donation to your chosen charity, and you tie a message. And that was what really set me off in 2019 when we first did it. And what the Peel Youth Club did, they used some old newspaper, put the messages, and they were told all the kids that got angst and stress to write their stress on the tree, and they brought it forward and burnt it.
What a fantastic idea.
And when I was doing the narration and looking around, I could see people crying. I just thought, do you know what? This is a real powerful moment. So there's moments of comedy, there's moments of great music, there's moments of dancing, but there's also moments of pathos.
And there's fire, John.
And there's fire, yeah. So we have two big fires and we have the fire spinners. And there are two parades, there's summer and winter. And when with this big battle on the beach, which is done by our 100 performers, but you can come along and in the afternoon buy a wax torch and either go to Peel Hill Start or the Craigmallan. The Craigmallan one is winter, which are blues and greys. So you, as a member of a public, you can just come down and buy a torch and be in those parades. And then you go to the back of the stage, if you like. So you've got ringside views. And we can take 100 in each parade. So if you're down there, buy a torch.
Be part of it.
And one of the things that we've sort of realised, because we've got to start again, we need all the support we can get because it's a free show. And thank you to Visit Isle of Man and Culture, Vannon and Peel Commissioners. But they haven't been able to give us as much funding as we need to put the show on, if you know what I mean. So this time we've got a Just Giving page. And the programme I've given you is a souvenir programme. And it's £4, but it makes a donation to the festival, if you know what I mean. So if you could buy a torch or a programme, and it's a lucky programme, each one's numbered. Yours isn't, Christy, I'm really sorry. But you can win a meal for four at Philbert's, of course, which are they're going to be closing soon. So get in there for the last meal. So the fire show starts at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. bang on. So if you want to take part in the parades, be there 8:30 at the latest, get your torch and then go to your start line, because once we're going, we're going. And then it will finish. I think the music takes us to about 10:05, and then there's going to be fireworks off the Breckwater, well, the Peel Jetty Breckwater anyway.
And you narrate the whole thing, don't you, as well, which is part of the magic of it.
Yeah, so it's a dynamic event. And we are going to have a rehearsal, but when you've got hundreds of people involved, anything can happen. And with respect to our Winter Queen, Melly, she didn't put her contacts in and she went the wrong way in the Winter Festival. So anything can happen at the last minute. So, but that's what makes it great. So it is a live show. The power of the performance and the collectiveness, because at the Winter one, we had like 6,000 people down there. There is a song which we played the last time I was on the radio called Shir Eru, and it means peace be on you. And we're going to play that for 4 minutes, led by the choir. What I want everyone to join in, it's only two words, Shir Eru. What I'm trying to do is get the power of the place, if you like, the landscape, and send a message from the Isle of Man to the rest of the world, particularly Ukraine at the moment. So I'm going to try that for the first time, and we'll see how that goes. Yeah,
because and then, you get thousands of people there, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, and if it's a fine day. And I think... I was talking to Brisha at Culture Van and I think we kind of need this release.
Yeah.
You know, we need to get together and celebrate as a people. And it's outdoors, it's in the open air. And let's send this message that the Isle of Man's ready and waiting, and we're sending a message of peace from this glorious Isle of Man. And we're on the Peel Shore where, you know, our history goes back 10,000 years. That's what we discovered in the castle and around, you know what I mean? So let's connect with our ancestors and go forward to the rest of the world. So,
yeah. Oh, it's going to be a fabulous event again, I have absolutely no doubt. Get yourselves down there. It's all happening from 2 p.m. onwards, isn't it? The stuff going on in Peel right through to the evening with the fire festival itself. Will it be winter? Will it be summer? Who knows?
But I'm rooting for summer.
So am I as well. John, as ever, it's lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much
for asking me back.
All the best with it.